It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
It's Thursday morning. My life's been a little crazy lately, and I woke up this morning, I thought it was Wednesday.
It was yesterday. You slept through Wednesday?
I mean, literally, I was making my coffee, and my wife heard me say, hump day. As I'm making my coffee, she said.
This morning, you mean?
Yeah, this morning, yeah. And Tina says, Brent, it's Thursday. I'm like, are you certain? And I look at my watch, and she was correct.
T-H-U-R.
So it's Friday Eve.
Oh, yes, indeedy.
Friday Eve here in the Barry. Again, we got beautiful sunshine coming through our glass doors right here facing the beautiful Bullany Plaza right here on Main Street at the
studios of KANE Radio.
Kane 107.5 FM. Remember, if you want to give us a call at 367-1240 if you have any questions or comments, something you want to talk about. It could be sports, you know. We like talking Seinfeld. We like talking Caddyshack. We even get to some Godfather, you know. Anything and everything.
Blazing Saddles.
Mungo, just pawn in the game of life.
You don't think he is?
But, you know, but there's a lot of stuff in Blazing Saddles that we can't go there.
No,
you do realize that.
Mel Brooks.
The most politically incorrect.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking about the other day that Airplane was politically incorrect. I said, well, if you think Airplane's politically incorrect, then turn on Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, no Irish. We don't need no stinking badges.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Amazing. I mean,
it
Mel
says
Brooks.
It says here that you murder and rape. Why does it say rape twice?
I like rape.
You know, Hedy Lamarr.
Hedley.
No, Hedy Lamarr sued them and won.
Oh, so that was a real person.
Oh, yes. She was
gorgeous. I did not realize.
She was the first actress, I think, that went, birthday suit back in the movie.
So Hedy Lamarr is actually a woman?
Oh, yes.
Okay, but
Hedy.
Okay, but
that's
Hedy.
That's why they changed it
so
to Hedy
Lamarr was the guy, was of course, yeah, Harvey Korman.
That's right. But she was a gorgeous movie star, man.
And what's, is it Madeline Kahn?
Yes.
Oh, God. She's just so funny.
Oh, yeah. Is it true? Let's leave it at that.
All right. So, is it true? In my opinion, major news, not major national news, but major news in the area, major news in District 7AA. Matt Desimo, always Matt and Michael, I'm always transposing the two names.
Matt.
So Matt Desimo, who highly, extremely successful head football coach at Ascension Episcopal, of course, a Catholic High graduate, I'm going to say in the early 2000s, after his brother.
Yeah, five,
probably
six.
Probably five or six. Played with his brother, I do believe. I think there was some adjoining time there when Michael was a senior and maybe Matt was a freshman or a sophomore, who, of course, worked on Catholic High staff before I got there.
Under Bro, maybe?
No, under Keith Menard.
Okay, you're correct, yeah.
Big Cat. I always forget Keith's name because I just call him Big Cat. Everybody calls him Big Cat.
All right.
Keith Menard. So worked under Menard along with his brother, Michael. And then when I came in, that whole staff kind of broke up and went their own way. Well, Matt went on to Ascension and worked for his brother, Michael. And when Michael left and went to UL as an assistant coach, Matt became the head coach. And immediately the first year, made it to the Dome, lost to Southern Lab. But eventually they were named the state champs because Southern Lab had played an eligible player, had done something.
Yeah, was that 16, 17?
There was some nefarious activities going on at Southern Lab.
16 to 17, somewhere in there, yeah.
Yes. So, but continued to go on and, you know, win 7, 8, 9, 10 games a year, maybe even more in some years with the playoffs at Ascension. Highly successful coach. Actually, have no problem saying that it's widely known that when I left Catholic High, I strongly recommended him to the administration that he be the next football coach at Catholic High. Hey, you know, they didn't have to listen to me, but happened that way. Now, so Matt, he is now the assistant principal at Catholic High School.
That is correct.
You know, draw any conclusion with that, what you want, as far as is him, you know, will he continue to coach? Will he be interested? I don't know. You know, that's a question between Matt and the administration, if he will take any type of role, whether it be this year, next year, whatever, in their coaching. We'll just have to see. But highly respect Matt. Matt, so look, I'm totally forthcoming with spread football teams, okay? You have two type of spread football teams. You have your, in my opinion, soft spread football teams, and you have spread football teams that still play with toughness. I'm going to throw out a name, Dane Chaponche. You know, Dane has not had the greatest success at Turlings. I think a lot of it has to do with their talent level. They're in 4A. But Dane's teams play with a great amount of toughness, even though they're a spread team.
And that's Sonny's son, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Matt Desimo. You see a lot of these spread teams that their offensive linemen, they play really high. They're blocking with their hands. They're not getting their, as we call it in coaching, they're not getting their face up in there.
Yeah.
Okay? Seen it a lot. But Matt's teams play with a lot of toughness. Play with a whole lot of toughness and always respected him. Look, I spent 4 months with him at Catholic High in that transition when I took over and he was on his way out. And, you know, butted heads a couple of times because he was adamant about doing some things with his track program and I was adamant about the way we were going to handle a few things. And honestly, when he took the job at Ascension, I was like, you know what, I don't know if this is going to work out. But it worked out well for Ascension and it worked out well for Matt Desimo. And again, extremely impressed with him. I think one of the best young coaches in the area.
All right.
And now he'll be taking his talents to the administration forum for Catholic High. So best of luck to Matt and his family. He is married to Arthur Mixon's daughter.
Okay.
Art Mixon's daughter, CPA here in town.
Oh, okay.
And I know that they are probably looking very forward to coming back to New Iberia.
Sure.
Yeah. And welcome back to New Iberia. So we'll see how that evolves moving forward. PGA, teeing it off this morning.
Yes, they are.
So Tiger, going for his 16th major. You know, of course, he's definitely not one of the betting favorites. But I tell you what, it's always interesting to see someone out of their element. And although Tiger, so they, of course, they follow Tiger wherever he goes.
John Daly's one under.
Yeah. Gosh, dog it, I knew I should have put $100 down on him. Remember, you win $100,000 if you put $100 on John Daly. But it's too late. It's too late.
There's only three people on the course right now.
John's got a cigarette in his mouth drinking a Diet Coke, which may have some Jim Beam in it. May or may not. And he's one under.
Yeah, he's lead on the leaderboard.
Well,
they only have three scores.
They had a picture, a video. They followed Tiger in his walk up from his vehicle. You know, Tiger drives himself. It's not like he's got a driver or anything.
Yeah, so chauffeur, limousine and all that. Yeah,
he drives up in his car, probably a rental. You know, they set up with rentals. He drives up in his rental and he gets out the car. So Tiger's got his ball cap on backwards. He's got kind of a workout long sleeve shirt on, which is showing how jacked up the dude is. I'm talking about Tiger's jacked now. Oh, no, he's not. They test for steroids.
You sure?
Yes, they're testing. Okay. They're testing now.
HGH.
But, well, that's a possibility. But Tiger is jacked, okay? I just believe that Tiger is too in tune with his health to use anabolic steroids. I really do. I really do.
Hey, it helped the healing of his wound.
Oh, no. Well, used in the proper ways and proper forms.
Sure.
But as far as just steroids to make him bigger, I just – I don't see enough gains on the in golf. Now, DeChambeau's definitely on some type of substance. Now, what is it? Creatine, which high school athletes take.
True.
Okay, there's a lot of different ways. You know, creatine is something that is already produced by your body, but if you supplement your body with creatine, what it does, it puts more fluid. Your muscles retain more fluid, which actually allows your muscles to work harder in a workout.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks. So creatine was. Skip Bertman always swore that creatine was the deal for when Gorilla Ball was that late 90s, early 2000s. You know, 96, Morris,
yeah,
Wayne Morris.
96 to 02, yeah. Somewhere in there where they changed the size of the bat.
Yeah, you know, creatine was running rampant.
Aluminum bat.
And you have had some doctors that come out and say, your body already produces it. You shouldn't. You should get tested first because if your body is producing X amount of creatine, you shouldn't add any more. But then you have some doctors that say it's awesome for you. Yeah. So I do know one thing about creatine. If you're a parent and your kid's using it, creatine should never be used, like if you're a football player, during August practice because it dehydrates you.
Oh, wow.
It is recruiting more of your fluids.
Okay.
When you're taking creatine, you should be really hydrating extremely more. And if you're doing it during August, you almost can't keep up with the hydration that your body needs. So you're supposed to get off of that when you're working in intense heat. Just throw a little bit of throw a tidbit of that out there. So Tiger going for his 16th major. Jordan Spieth, the reason there's a whole lot of talk of Jordan Spieth, he won the RBC Heritage earlier this year, and he comes out second last week at 25 under. So Jordan Spieth is along. I think Scheffler, he's 11-1. So you bet $100, you win $1,100 with Scheffler. John Rahm, I think, is right behind him going into today. But I believe Spieth is right there. And
somebody brought up Justin Thomas, too. I can't remember.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, he's always going to be way up there.
Yeah.
You know, just no doubt. He's going to be somewhere in that 15-1-ish.
And are you familiar 14. With that course at all?
Southern Hills?
Yeah.
So Oklahoma. Well, and we're going to get to that. And I can't say that hole by hole. But I do know that the wind blows in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be blowing 10-20 with gusts up to 30. And what's going to be interesting, it's going to do that the first 3 days, and then on Sunday the wind's going to whip and flip and come out of the north. So they're going to get a south wind for 3 days and a north wind on the fourth day if the meteorological folks have their prognostications correct.
And it's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah, up to 90. It's going to, and of course,
92 today.
You know, my wife was in Fredericksburg, Texas, which is, you know, the hill country is extremely hot. It reached 100 degrees when she was there, and that was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. I was there in December, first week of December.
Yeah, it gets very hot.
Yes.
Not a lot of wind, you know, with the hills and everything. And so
you got 60% chance of rain tomorrow, too. The high Sunday there, 68.
Like I said, the wind's going to be coming out of the north on Sunday. They've got a little system that's going to switch it. So Spieth trying to finish that career Grand Slam. Remember, we've got great players. Tom Watson. Okay, guys that did not win all four. Tom Watson, I believe it was the U.S. Open, or the PGA is one
PGA,
of them.
PGA, yeah. Remember, he chipped in for the U.S. Open and won that one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Beat Nicklaus.
Yes, the duel in the sun,
yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah, at Pebble Beach, number 17.
Chipped in.
17.
Yeah.
Cried like a baby. No! No!
Down goes the bear.
I can't. Look, back then I could not stand that gap tooth. Dude, you know, I always thought he looked like the what's the puppet, you know, with the freckles and everything. You know, howdy doody looking mother flipper.
Howdy doody.
Yeah, you know, I was like, oh, I hated time. Now, you know, of course, again, one of the worst moments of my television watching career was when he didn't win the PGA, when he smoked an 8-iron over the green.
Oh, that was the British Open.
I thought it was the PGA because I thought it was the only – it was he was going to finish his career Grand Slam if he won it.
He was 59?
But yeah, 59 years old.
It wasn't at the Open.
It could have been. I have zero conviction in
– the Open.
Yes.
It was at the Open.
And, of course, Stuart Cink ends up winning, who's one of the nicest guys on tour. And everybody – I'm like, I hate Stuart Cink. He should – but anyway, Bryson DeChambeau still out with his wrist. A guy that's swinging that hard is going to have problems. He's going to continue to have problems. I just don't know if bodies are meant to swing that hard. As I said, first 3 days, temperature is going to reach the 90s. Winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Defending champ, of course, Phil Mickelson. He's not there. Dave Stockton.
Boy, that's an old name.
80 years old.
Okay.
Dave Stockton. You always love it when an old-timer says it. Because, you know, old-timers don't care what they say.
No.
It was kind of like the donut gang at Iberia Country Club that they could have been holding up the entire course, and if you want to play through, you better just jump past them and play that hole later.
That's right.
Because old people just don't care.
They don't care. And they won't let you through either.
They're going to say what they want to say. They're going to do what they want to do.
And they shoot 100.
Yeah, and they don't care. They just don't care. Okay, VP Seminole, you know, it just defense the maker, you know, whoever.
Oh yeah. That Dolph France.
Yeah, I was about to say Dolph France.
We have ways of making you talk.
Oh.
But Dave Stockton comes out and says, talks about the dinner that they had. It was a fun evening. Phil was not missed. I think Phil would have been a big distraction. So he's like, survey says, Phil.
Yeah.
We don't need you, Phil.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, I'm telling you, Tiger Woods feels the same way that Dave Stockton feels. But Tiger Woods, he's not old yet. Yeah. So Tiger's going to say all the things, you know, Phil said some things, and he's dealing with that right now, and he feels like he's got to be away, but we'd always love to see the defending champ. Now, Tiger Woods is like, ha-ha, Phil.
Yeah, inside,
Phil is not liked on the tour. We've said it before. They don't like the guy.
You can hear that fluffy stuff.
Oh, yes. And you know what? Tiger does need to say that. Tiger does not need to come out and say what Dave Stockton said. Leave it to the 80-year-old Dave Stockton to say it. But I'm glad Dave said it. I'm glad Dave said it. Let's just get it out there. We don't like you, Phil. Okay? You didn't pay your caddy.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, I wonder if Carl Spackler ever went and just didn't get paid when he was looping in the Himalayas.
Oh, he was caddying for that.
But, you know, he
minister.
Didn't get paid. But he received total consciousness. So he has that going for him, which is nice. We'll be right back right here on the new King 107.5 FM Bayou Sports.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Be there Thursday for Southern Jack Productions, and on Sunday, it's the fifth edition. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports and no bar with more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. Domestic beer, just $2. Imports, $3 all day, every day, other than during bands and special benefits. And don't forget the Corner Tavern, now serving fresh fruit, margaritas, and daiquiris.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we're back right here at Bayou Sports. Again, welcoming back Matt Desimo back in the fold of Catholic High Schools as the assistant principal. We'll wait and see what further duties might come. A little Deshaun Watson talk. So we all know that Deshaun Watson did something, okay? You're not accused by 22 people. But again, until something's proven in the court of law, you know, I'm a big believer in due process. Well, there is some damning evidence, at least, that he was somewhat inappropriate, because there is a text message that he sent to a young lady that apologized for making her uncomfortable during a massage session.
Okay.
Is that enough of a smoking gun to let the NFL suspend him? I don't know. You know, the NFL has to be very careful here. Now, the big question is, of course, the NFL is a specific employer, so it's not like, you know, they could pretty much do what they want if they have just cause.
Yeah. But you wonder how much lobbying is going on right now.
Yeah. And Deshaun Watson, he might not be able to play football next year.
That could be interesting.
Might be able to play football the entire year, and then his suspension might not start till after that, until all these civil cases are dealt with.
Yeah, put to bed.
But there's just huge question marks there. And, I mean, when you're looking at the Cleveland Browns and the over-under, which I don't remember where the Browns fell in that over-under. You know what? I think that there are some sports books right now that will not take a bet on the Cleveland Browns.
You might be right about that.
Because of the question marks.
Yeah.
Again, Tom Brady. Tom Brady, the over and under is 11.5 because of Tom Brady. Tom Brady's not there. The over and under is 7.5. I really believe that. I believe that Tom Brady is a four to six game swing.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You know, the Browns still... Okay, so now I actually had Baker Mayfield for later, but no, this fits in there. So now, can the Browns make nice with Baker Mayfield if Deshaun Watson is suspended.
That may be a reason why he's still around.
Can they make nicey-nicey with Baker?
But $230 million guaranteed and $19 million with Baker. Man, that's a lot of money for two quarterbacks.
Yeah. You know?
Kind of cut a hole in your salary cap.
That's when you got to start eating ramen noodles a little bit.
They probably get fresh water.
You know, ramen noodles still go for under a buck.
Yes.
They used to go for like 19 cents.
I understand that's not healthy for you.
Hey, that's what they say, but I'm telling you, I'm not scared of a ramen noodle.
I can't say
now, I don't eat it. Like I've said, I don't eat them the traditional way. I like throwing a slice of cheese in there with a little bit of butter.
Okay.
But they're so quick.
Yeah, they are.
And then when my wife showed me how you can just throw them in the microwave, and literally like in 2 minutes, they're ready.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just throw them in some water in the microwave, like 2 minutes, boom. Well, drain it. Throw in some cheese and butter. It's quicker than a microwave meal.
Yeah, I'm a kind of a one egg omelet guy.
Yeah, I tell you what, but being that we're talking about food, I'm a finicky eater.
Okay,
I'm very finicky. Youngest of seven. I don't know. There is not a green vegetable that I eat, nor will I ever eat.
Brussels sprouts.
Everybody thought I would grow out of that. Look, I'm 55 and I haven't grown out of it.
Brussels sprouts, no, spinach.
Look, just keep going, dude. I don't eat a green vegetable. Name them all. Break out the dictionary. I don't eat green vegetables. If Troy Romero is listening right now, he's laughing because there were a lot of vegetables he didn't like when he was in high school. One day, I went to his house and ate, and his dad used to tell him he was so little because he didn't eat vegetables. And I was a pretty big guy. You know, I was lifting a lot of weights. And he's like, hey, look at my friend Brent here. He doesn't eat vegetables. But so I like bagels. Okay.
Okay.
I eat them in moderation because a lot of carbs, you know. But I like bagels. And look, the more and more, our discussion with Tavis Piattoli on this show.
I remember that a while back.
When he just reiterated to me that. When he reiterated to me that, look, it's about calories, coach. It's all about calories. It don't matter. You know, basically saying that 100 calories of Skittles and 100 calories of Brussels sprouts are going to – it's the same amount of weight. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't want – you know, sugar does things relative to cancer and blah, blah,
sodium,
blah.
Sodium, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. But a calorie is a calorie.
Yes.
And when you get a negative of 3,500 calories in your diet, you're going to lose a pound.
Yes.
Just the way it works. So anyway, talking about food, never scared to deviate from sports on this show.
And you're a peanut butter and jelly man.
Oh, do I love me some peanut butter and jelly.
Like Bellefontaine.
Oh, man.
Is it Bellefontaine?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was eating them every hour.
Well, he ate like six sandwiches a day when he was at Catholic High. And look, he's all jacked up now. I saw a picture of him the other day on the beach on Facebook. I'm telling you.
You wish you had him now, huh?
Well, he was jacked up back then, though. I can't say anything, but I'm just saying he's a jacked up 22-year-old now or whatever.
All right.
No, probably. No, oh, Lord. He's 25 or 20.
Yeah.
Because he's older than – I want to say he's older than my daughter Jessica. So, yes. And Jessica turns – happy birthday, Jessica, 24 years old today.
Whoa.
That was supposed to be my lead-in. Happy birthday to Jessica.
He just got off on a rant. That's okay, tangent.
My one and only. So, but going back, well, I love a good blueberry bagel. I love a plain bagel. You know, just put whatever on it.
Wheat.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, we went to New York City. Remember, we did a couple of shows from Manhattan.
Yes.
Went to the Giants game. All that cool stuff. Well, every time we go to New York, we go on a different food tour.
Okay.
My wife and I love food tours. I really love them. And even though I'm picky, but it's very few places. I think the one thing I never want to even try when I go on these food tours is a falafel.
Okay.
It's chickpeas that are thrown together, and it's in a little ball. It's can't do the falafel.
Okay, so you like peas.
Yeah, but green vegetables.
That's what I said.
Green. Now, the thing that grosses me out the most is a beet. If you try to put a beet in my mouth, I think I would I'd punch somebody.
A purple sugar beet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Just the smell, the look. But carrots, don't do that. I'm telling you.
Carrots are not green.
There's really not any vegetable because the vegetables that I like aren't really vegetables. I love corn.
Yeah. Potatoes.
Okay. Potatoes. But that's not really vegetables. That's fake vegetables.
Tomatoes.
Now, I will eat a ground up tomato.
Okay.
You know, like
Rotel.
Yeah, I'll do Rotel. Okay. I'll do that. So we go on this food tour, and we go to a bagel shop. And, of course, New York is famous for its bagels, and one of the reasons, and I was explained that by the tour, the water in New York is, believe it or not, you would think Manhattan, dirty, blah, blah, blah. No, it is the purest water in the United States of America.
Didn't know that.
And it's because it comes, I don't know if it's Niagara Falls or wherever it comes from, but these springs and falls that New York, it is some of the coldest and cleanest water in the country.
It's probably the aqua systems they have up
yes.
there.
You know. So whatever it is. And I remember looking it up because I kind of called BS on it. Like, yeah. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I would have too.
No. But New York City, Manhattan, some of the best water. And supposedly that is why their bagels just have a different texture and they just come out better because of the water.
All right.
Well, the bagel that they served, first of all, I've always, cream cheese, I love cheesecake, but cream cheese, take it or leave it by itself. Now, I like cream cheese icing and stuff like that. Well, they served an everything bagel. You know what an everything bagel is?
You name it.
It's got like the onions and the capers and the, all kind of built in the crust. So I'm looking at it, and Tina's like, you're not going to eat that. I took, and it was like a bagel sandwich. They had cut like chunks. And it had a big glob of cream cheese in it. I took a bite of that. And the person next to me didn't eat theirs. And I said, can I have yours? Tina's slapping me. I can't believe you did that. I said, they said they weren't going to eat it.
That's kind of like the king cake down here, you know.
I'm telling you. So now we buy these everything bagels.
Oh, okay.
And look, I use them as sandwich bread.
They make them up in New York and ship them down here?
No, they just whoever.
Okay.
But I had a hamburger on an everything bagel the other day.
Yeah, a hole in the center with the bagel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, look, you got bagel sandwiches all over the place.
Okay.
Ham and cheese, egg, everything, all that stuff. I'm into these everything bagels now. Now, Tina brought home some of this blueberry cream cheese spread. You see, now, I can't imagine that. I can put that on a plain bagel. Of course I can put it on a blueberry bagel. But I told her, she said, why haven't you been using this spread? I said, it's because I can't put that on something with onions and capers and you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I just can't do that. I can't do that.
You are finicky. Bill, finicky.
Oh, no, I'm finicky. I'm finicky.
Very.
First time I saw somebody put jelly on a sausage biscuit from McDonald's, I thought it was blasphemous until I took a bite. And now that's the only way I want to eat a sausage biscuit, whether it's homemade at my house or at McDonald's or wherever else.
Okay.
Give me some jelly on my sausage biscuit. Cool, man, that's good. I'm getting hungry right now. And then when they come up with the McGriddle, and look, hey, Larry Miller, a supporter,
yes,
and Troy Romero, my dear friend, who is a VP of marketing for McLaugh. They have the most successful McDonald's across the country that run from Baton Rouge to Lafayette up to Alexandria, the Crampy family.
Yeah. Weren't they out of Crawley?
I don't think so.
No.
But I could be wrong. But the Crampy family, wonderful family that Troy works for. But the McGriddle, what a game changer.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing after if you tied one on a little rough the night before, nothing like a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle, or maybe two of them.
With the juice.
Oh, dude. I can tear that up now. I'm Pavlov's dog right now. I am Pavlov's dog. I am salivating.
I hear you.
And I'm lying in bed just like Brian Wilson did. We're going to come back right after these messages on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club.
Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
At Arsenault Ford, we're making it even easier with our Ford Mobile Service Van.
For your convenience, we have a mobile service solution for you.
You provide the vehicle, and I'll handle the rest.
Ford Mobile Service. We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Having fun talking food. I love talking food. I love eating food. Last couple of years I've really made it a point. I'm trying to get in shape and I'm getting there. But boy, I still like. I don't eat it as much as I used to, but boy, I sure do love it.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's so easy because my wife is very finicky too, and she really doesn't cook.
Don't eat out that much?
No.
Fast food?
We call it finning for ourselves because I like to eat at 5:30. Okay, I try not to put anything caloric in my body after 6 p.m.
So that's a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
Okay.
So I try to eat between the hours. I do something called intermittent fasting.
Yeah,
so
I'm familiar with that.
I try to eat between 10 a.m. and 5:30 p.m.
Yeah.
That's normally.
Believe it or not, that's the best way to lose weight,
yep,
too.
Yeah. But you got to keep your calories down. You can't go out there and eat milkshakes.
Yeah, forever.
And drink milkshakes.
Every hour in the hour.
Yeah. So I eat at 5:30. She doesn't want to eat till 7. And typically. You know, I last night I had a bagel sandwich. I did some ham and cheese on a bagel, ate that, and then she'll fix herself a salad and eat that later.
Okay.
And when you're empty nesters, you can get away with that.
Yeah, you can.
When you don't have kids at the house.
Right.
You don't feel guilty about not cooking for your kid.
Sure.
That's kind of just how we've kind of rolled, since Jessica's left the house. And again, it's my daughter's birthday. Happy 24th.
Getting up there.
To Jessica. Man, that's crazy.
Boy.
You know, I was 24 once.
No more claiming on your tax return.
Nope. Actually, this past time, because she was in school just long enough.
Okay.
That we could claim her on our last tax return.
Okay.
But.
Makes sense.
It's all that's over with now.
And they say you have her off the payroll.
She is officially off the payroll. And look, I'll tell you, parents out there. That continue to pay. I'm just going to throw out an opinion. Don't enable your kids. You know, I looked the other day and I saw that Jessica was still on our phone plan. And and Tina said, oh, no, she sends me a check. So Jessica sends her portion of the phone plan.
Okay.
Because, again, my parents didn't – it amazes me, my generation. My generation in a lot of ways has failed as parents. Okay?
The millennials.
No, I'm not a millennial. I'm a Gen X guy. Yeah. I'm a Gen X guy.
Yeah, you were born after 64. Yeah.
But the fact that none of our parents did anything for us hardly when after we got out of college or after we went out into the world. But now parents, oh, no, we got to pay for their car note and they got to pay for their insurance and they got to pay. No, I'm sorry. I am so against that. Now, look, you do you. I'm just stating my opinion. This is not Kane's opinion. This, I'm not saying it's Turbo's opinion. This is Brent Indest's opinion.
That's your disclaimer.
But do your child a favor and throw them in the pool.
Yeah, let them learn.
Let them go. Let them go. I always say, learn. You know, learn from what your parents did.
Yeah.
You know.
Speaking of let them go, you have some notes there on your.
Oh yeah, yeah. But Albert Pujols. You're a Cards fan. You should be able to tell me what the significance of Albert Pujols is today.
He cracked into the top 10 of all time.
So the only player let's talk about rare air here.
Okay, go ahead.
The only player before yesterday to be in the top 10 in hits and home runs.
That's 3,000 hits and 500 home runs.
Hank Aaron.
That's right.
The only player. Well, not anymore.
That's right.
Albert Pujols. 3,314 hits, which puts him 10th all-time.
That's right.
And 681 dingers, which puts him 5th all-time.
That's correct.
That's – when you start saying you and Hank Aaron are the only two to do something.
Pretty impressive.
I mean, my God.
Yeah.
When you and Hank Aaron were the only two to do something – because, again, it just goes to show you, you know, you've got your home run specialist that struck out a lot.
Yeah.
You know, Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson struck out a lot.
I think he struck out more than anybody else in the history.
I do believe he has the record for most strikeouts.
Yeah.
But when you're a guy that just flat out puts the bat on the ball and you hit for power, pretty valuable dude. Yeah. You know, wouldn't you say Mike Trout is that guy now? Is he one of those guys that...
Yeah, Hank Aaron could run too, though.
Yeah.
That was the difference with Aaron from Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah. So congrats to Albert Pujols. That's just amazing. And, of course, he's back with the Cards as a DH and just using pinch hitter DH.
Yeah, and
use
he plays
him in certain situations.
They play him against left-handed pitchers.
And
mostly.
At the end of games, they let him pitch.
Yeah, when he calls to need help there.
Yep. They're resting arms, he can get on the mound and throw some BP.
Who is it? Luis Gonzalez got a base hit off of him the other night, and he begged for the ball. I want the ball.
Great stuff with him. Great stuff with the PGA. Great stuff. Are we now on our third segment or fourth?
We're on. We have one spot left,
Got
and
it.
Then the end of the show. Meaning,
Got
we
it.
Have a host of commercials to go.
Well, we're gonna go jump on the Baker Mayfield situation right now, and
okay.
then because I've got a top 10 tailgates list that I want to go over. Always nice to see that. And we got some serious Nick Saban and prime time.
Yeah, oh,
prime
yeah.
time.
That's gonna be interesting.
Talk.
But John Daly is still holding on. He's through three holes. He's still one under.
I should have put 100 on Daly.
Along with McIntyre, Palmer, Boshart, Block, and Horsfield.
I wonder if you could have bet Daly to make the cut.
Ooh, good question.
That would have been a good
I'm
bet.
Sure you can.
Oh,
you can bet. Woodfly is going to jump off the wall first.
You know, there are some bets, though, that I always wonder, okay? Like, okay, let's just say. I want somebody to answer this question for me. Let's just say that they're betting on if the opening kickoff is kicked in the – you know, so let's just say in the NFL, most kickoffs now, because of where they're at, let's just say 85% of them are in the end zone.
Okay.
Well, let's say – and I know there are bets like this. I know that there are bets like this, okay, that the odds of the opening kickoff not being kicked into the end zone. You can make that bet.
Sure you can.
All right. You can make that bet. Who's to say that said kicker doesn't get with his partner, and his partner calls him, and he says, I'm going to bet $1 million on this. Can you make this happen? Or, hey, are you going to short kick? Because in the NFL, they do short kick.
Yes.
They intentionally short kick to catch the other team off guard because they think they can get him inside the 25.
That's right.
I'll tell you right now, John Curtis, 1999, I wanted to kill him. The future kicker that went to LSU, Cox, I think was his name, but I'm not sure. Chris Cox. I just want to say his name was Chris Cox. This is 1999. State semifinals, only state semifinal appearance in the history of Abbeville High School.
Really?
Yep. We got the brakes beat off of us, 34-7. Danny Wimprine, quarterback, running back that ended up going to Michigan.
Memphis.
No. Danny Wimprine went to Memphis.
Okay.
The running back went to Michigan.
Yeah. You're correct.
Yeah, Wimprine started 4 years and ended up playing in Canada. The bull of a guy, like 6'2", 230. They started running. We were stopping the Veer for a little while, and they started running quarterback sneak, and we couldn't stop quarterback sneak because of the way we were defending the Veer. But anyway, so going back to short kicking. Now, this kid, Chris Cox, and there was a golfer, Chris Cox, so I'm not saying that that's his name. But this kicker could blow the ball out of the end zone. But John Curtis, of course, who was so great on kickoff, and they had all these 4'7", 4'6", guys running down on kickoff, they weren't happy with letting you start from the 20.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't good enough for JT Curtis. He would kick it really high to the 2-yard line every time, and they would tackle you at the 12. You couldn't get it past the 12. And I remember thinking, well, you know what? Should we just roll the dice and see if the ball will roll into the end zone? Well, you know, now punts typically, I'm going to throw out a number. Punts typically 75% of the time roll forward.
Generally, right.
75%, they roll forward.
You're correct.
Kicks, it's about 50-50 because of the way the ball is spinning. It can go backwards or forward. So that's why you got to catch a kick. You can't let a kick, unless it's knuckling at you, run into the end zone.
Right.
So, again, said better.
All right.
That could be so easily manipulated. And there's other bets like that can be easily manipulated.
Yeah.
Who's going to catch the first ball?
Well, let me tell you, that you can bet on anything.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of times that if you just know a guy, okay, on the inside – you can make something happen.
I wonder how they do that. The actuaries, the people in the mathematics, the actuaries can get those numbers down pretty fine, too.
All right. We didn't get to Baker Mayfield. We'll get to that. We're going to get to the top 10 tailgates, and we're going to talk. So when I say, look, Nick Saban, he's 70 years old now. He's Dave Stockton. Nick Saban doesn't give a rat's patoot anymore about what he says, and I'm going to talk about that when we come back right here on the new Kane 107.5 FM Bayou Sports.
At Arsenault Ford, we're making it even easier with our Ford Mobile Service Van.
For your convenience, we have a mobile service solution for you.
You provide the vehicle, and I'll handle the rest.
Ford Mobile Service. We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit HarrisHeatCool.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Be there Thursday for Southern Jack Productions, and on Sunday, it's the fifth edition. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports and no bar with more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. Domestic beer, just $2. Imports, $3 all day, every day, other than during bands and special benefits. And don't forget the Corner Tavern, now serving fresh fruit margaritas and daiquiris.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we're back. And do we have a caller? Do we want to check and see if we have a caller?
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that.
All right, you're on the air with Coach Indest and Bayou Sports.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Who's that?
Okay, please call 365-3434.
I'm sorry, that was the wrong number.
Okey-dokey.
Thank you.
Man, are people drinking this early? Okay. You know, some people, you have a toddy, you know. Nothing the matter with a toddy every now and then.
Anyway, yeah, there was somebody, I think, that wanted the birthday crowd. But speaking of birthdays, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my daughter, Jessica.
That's right. Third time's a charm.
All right. Nick Saban. So, Nick, like I said, dude, people, some of my buddies hate it that I'm a Nick fan. And, look, I'm name dropping here, but I got to know the guy. My wife, you think I like Nick Saban? My wife would leave me in a second for Nick Saban.
That's not good for the index.
Nick talked to her for 20 minutes during the John Curtis Salmon state championship football game in the Superdome in LSU suite, circa whatever. It was 3 weeks before he left to go to Miami.
Okay, 04,
yeah,
05.
Whenever that was. Tristan Smith put on a show during that game. But Nick sat there. I remember Tina walking up to him and go, "Coach, you leaving or what are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, don't talk to you." And he just candidly started talking to her. "Hey, you want to know if I'm going? Ask my wife. She's the boss. It's just like any other." And he just candidly started having a conversation with Tina. And I'm telling you, she was starstruck from then on.
That's all right.
When I say she, and look, my daughter, being a former LSU student, despises Nick Saban. Despises him. And every time Alabama and don't get me wrong, Tina is rooting for LSU when they play Alabama. But she, just to get it, my daughter's go, "Row Tide, Row Tide, Row Tide." And then my father-in-law, now deceased, Bob Works, born and raised in Red Bay, Alabama. So he's definitely —
oh, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Now, my daughter didn't follow in those footsteps being a Tide fan, but Bob actually spent a lot of time in Zion, Illinois, in civil service, working civil service.
Okay.
Which is, only maybe 50 miles from Green Bay?
No, it's further than that?
Very close, yes. So, actually, my wife was born in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which Kenosha and Zion are literally, it's like Tupelo, Mississippi, and Red Bay, Alabama. It's like, you know, Vinton and Beaumont. You know, they're literally, they're the same place but in different states.
Sure. Vinton and Orange. Maybe.
But so Bob was, he was a huge Green Bay fan. So my daughter is a huge Green Bay fan. She's Green Bay and Cincinnati. That's her two. When I forget what game that I was at. It might have been the Giants game. And there was a guy with a Packers uniform on and a guy with a Bengals uniform standing next to each other in line going to the bathroom.
And this is at the New York game?
And this is at a New York game. Okay. And I stopped him and I said, no, no, I take that back. It was at the LSU National Championship game.
Okay.
In the Dome. Just randomly, these two guys. And no, it wasn't at that National Championship game because she wouldn't have been a Bengals fan yet. So it was in New York. And I stopped those guys. I said, guys, this is going to be weird, but my daughter loves the Packers and she loves the Bengals. Can I take a picture? Sure, dude. So I took a selfie with him and sent it to my daughter. She said, match made in heaven. Because, you know, for a while, you know, could the Packers have played the Bengals? You know, and she's like, I don't even want to think about it. I said, I know where you're going. You're going with the love of your life, Joey B.
I hear you.
I knew she was going with Joey B.
Yeah.
So Nick Saban, I'm all over the place today. Nick Saban comes out. He's sitting in front of an audience. So he's got the mic in his hand, and he's just talking to this group, and he's got a guy to his right and a guy to his left. I'm not sure who they are. But he goes on a lengthy rant against A&M and accuses the Aggies of buying players via name, image, likeness. Okay, so to quote him, I know the consequence is going to be difficult for the people who are spending tons of money to get players. You read about it, you know who they are. We were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, likeness. We didn't buy one player, all right? Because you know that's what he says, all right?
Yeah.
We didn't buy one player, all right? But I do know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it, it's tough. Now, I'm going to give you inside information here. Every now and then, because of my relationship with Derek Dooley,
all right,
working for him in Ruston, I got some inside information. And look, like I said, I knew in 2007 about the whole Drew Brees shoulder, why Miami. You know, Derek told us that story a month after it happened, that Drew Brees wanted to go to Miami, and Miami's doctors told Nick, 50% chance this guy never throws a pass again in the NFL. And that's why Nick passed on him and went with Dante Culpepper. And again, thank God for Alabama because Nick would still be in the NFL.
Yeah.
I really believe
that. Somewhere in the NFL.
Yeah,
right.
Somewhere in the NFL. Well, this is more inside information. Jimbo's a fiery guy, which most coaches are. Okay, but Jimbo's a fiery guy. Boy, when he gets on around.
Yeah, they get on those
Well, when Coach Saban left LSU and went to Miami, he immediately grabbed Derek because, first of all, he knew that Coach Dooley was not going to demand a big-time position. Derek, at the time, was his special teams coach and tight ends coach, which basically Derek went to Miami and assumed that role as special teams tight ends coach. A lot of times, it's not necessarily you're looking for your best coaches to bring. You're looking for fits, okay? Well, Nick did not believe that Jimbo was ready to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL.
All right.
And he knew that Jimbo would not be happy unless he was an offensive coordinator because that's just Jimbo. And I get that. Jimbo thought he deserved it, whether Nick did or not, whatever. So what happened was Nick goes and takes a job. And look, these things – they happen in the dead of night. Sometimes these coaches don't even talk to their staffs. They talk to the players, but don't even talk to the staffs, and they just jet out of there. Avoid awkwardness, you know, all that stuff. Well, just crickets from Saban, and Jimbo gets PO'd. Jimbo's upset.
When he left from LSU to Miami.
When Nick left.
Yeah.
Because remember, Jimbo stayed a year and worked for Les Miles. At least 1 year. I'm pretty sure it was 1 year. Before he left and went to Florida State, is a coach in waiting under Bobby Bowden. Well, Jimbo actually ended up making a call and talked to Derek, and that SOB, blah, 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 and, you know, and then Derek said, look, we've got an opening as a receivers coach, and Nick just didn't feel like that he thought you would be insulted by that. Oh, he can't hang around. I'm getting best offensive coordinator in the country. Yeah. You know, so, and look, I'm mocking Jimbo here, but I like Jimbo. I do. Jimbo's a guy, I hadn't seen him in 15 years, and I'm walking through the lobby in Baton Rouge when he was speaking at a clinic, And I just didn't want to bother him. I don't like bothering people like that. And I'm walking through, and he goes, "Hey, you bald-headed SOB, you're not even going to tell me hi?" And I was like, "Jimbo, I didn't want to bother you. God dang, get your butt over here." And we ended up having lunch. We ended up going to have lunch. So Jimbo's, you know, in my opinion, is a good guy. But there is a major rift already between Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher. So now Nick Saban comes out and he says it. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. Shots fired.
Oh, yeah, the game ought to be interesting.
Shots fired.
Where'd they play that game this year?
We didn't buy one player, right? But I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that. So, look, Nick just came out and said, NCAA, if you don't do something, we're going to start buying them too. And guess what? I got a lot more juice behind me than A&M does. Now I'm not going to say Alabama has more money.
No.
I'm not going to say that.
No way.
But, look, Saban's reputation, his juice, plus the money that Alabama can come up with.
Yeah.
If they start buying players, it's over.
Pretty much.
It's over. Okay? It's almost over already when you got the same team in the national title game every dang year. Okay? Right. And Nick's just – he's basically – Nick is warning the NCAA, don't make me do what Jimbo Fisher and his people did this year. Don't make me do it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make me do it. And it ain't going to be Geraldine. The devil made me do it. I know, Teddy, you remember Geraldine?
Oh, absolutely. Mr. Flip Wilson himself.
If you are too young to remember Flip Wilson, I'm sorry. YouTube it.
Well, they play A&M at Bryant-Denny Stadium this year.
The devil made me do it.
Yes, indeed.
Good old Flip Wilson. Can men dress and drag anymore?
What do you mean, Ken?
No, I'm talking about is a joke.
Oh, well, I don't.
Can you even do that anymore? Could Flip Wilson do Geraldine anymore?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I don't know, man. I think he could, but I think he would be canceled.
You might be right, too. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Then Nick, he also took a jab at primetime.
Yeah, he did do that, too.
Primetime.
He was on a roll yesterday.
Because, of course, primetime signed the best,
one of the best,
highest-rated players in the country.
That's right.
And primetime shoots back at him with a tweet. I mean, this is – you can't make this stuff up, folks. I got to pull it up.
Yeah, primetime took his shot.
So primetime says, you best believe I will address that, capital L-I-E, Coach Saban told tomorrow. So not that he told it tomorrow, but he's going to address it tomorrow. I was awakened by my son, Shadur Sanders, that sent me to the article stating that we, capital P-A-Y-E-D, paid Travis Hunter $1 million to play at Go JSU Tigers football. We as people don't have to pay our people to play with our people. Prime time.
Prime time.
Prime time.
Yep. Jackson State doesn't play Alabama, though.
No, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God they don't.
They might score 100.
So, primetime's upset. We know Jimbo's upset. This is good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is good stuff.
It incites a rivalry, too.
Yeah. I mean.
And, you know, Saban lost this year for the first time to one of his pupils.
Absolutely.
And Smart beat him.
Absolutely.
Know, first time.
Absolutely. Get Smart.
Don Adams.
Missed it by that much.
Agent 99.
The shoe. You always got to love the shoe.
Oh, yeah. The elevator.
Got to love the shoe.
Oh, yeah. Good show.
Top 10 tailgates listed.
Oh, okay.
24/7 Sports. You know, and I got to say, I was I've got stereotypes. You know, Jeff's over there. He's a Yankee. You know, you just don't think you're going to see that many Yankees schools up here, but they've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Four of the top 10. Okay. You know, I'm shocked when I don't see Tennessee up here. I don't see Ole Miss up here. But again, I'm going with this list because I believe it.
Really, Ole Miss was not in that list.
No,
the Grove.
You know, Ole Miss is just it's so uppity.
It's so uppity. You got chandeliers hanging from the tents.
Yeah, it's the old South kind of atmosphere type of, you know, the not stuffed shirts, but what are, you know, everybody's called colonel or major.
So LSU, you always love to see the Tigers up at the top.
Okay.
And look, I'm going to come out and say it. It's why, you know, you local Cajuns fans, and I love you Cajuns fans, and I'm a Cajun fan, but when you wonder why you got a lot of folks that went to UL and this and that, but they're LSU fans, it's because right there's the top tailgate in the country. It's just, it's the atmosphere.
You got more
it's
people.
It's nuts.
Maybe,
it gets so loud you can't hear yourself talk.
It might be more people in the parking lot than here in the stadium.
Yeah, it's nutso. LSU games are nutso. So, again, I'm going to tell you, I get the whole went to the Cajuns. You should be all Cajuns. But, again, I'm a pragmatist at heart. You know, and this leads to a little more realism, not idealism. The idealist would say, you got your degree from UL. You live in Lafayette. You should be a Cajuns fan. But, look, when you've got 45 minutes down the road, the best tailgating in SEC football down there, I'm sorry.
You know, one time they had more season tickets for LSU fans than they had UL fans in Lafayette.
Yes, yes. You know, it's a simple answer. But, again, go Cajuns.
I hear you.
Alabama has moved up to number two. So,
really?
Bama used to not be this high on these lists.
I've been to Tuscaloosa.
But it's just gotten so nuts over there, you know, with winning begats winning and, you know, begats tailgating.
Yeah, I've been to Tuscaloosa.
Got to give it to the Big Ten. Michigan rated at number three.
Really?
Big house.
Really? I would have guessed that.
Yep.
It's cold up there.
Ugga.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Again, up there four. Winning begats at, you know, Georgia. And then right there, the horseshoe. The horseshoe right there. Ohio State. Look, dotting the I with the band is one of the greatest traditions in football.
Nicholas did that one year.
Yes. Dotting the I. I don't care. I hate Ohio State.
I hear you.
But dotting the I, if you can't agree that dotting the I before the game is one of the greatest traditions in college football, you're going to get a heavy argument from me.
Yeah.
That is cool, man.
It is. It really is.
That is cool. Florida, you know, of course, the Swamp, great party town. They're right there at number six.
It's when they go to Jacksonville.
And you know what? I misspoke.
You did?
Mississippi State is seven. I'm sorry, Mississippi is seven. Ole Miss is seven.
Grove. Yeah,
they do have them the Grove at seven. I misspoke. This is the one that really surprised me because they're such a national brand. Notre Dame. I would not have thought as Notre Dame being a great Notre Dame's Notre Dame.
I've been to South Bend twice, and it's pretty.
I didn't think that you would put a Notre Dame over a Tennessee. You know, where good old Rocky Top. You know,
the band gets in front of the music hall and starts playing the Irish tunes and all that. Then they say, get out the way, and the band marches into the stadium, all 300, 400 of them. It's pretty unique.
And then, you know, the place that claims to be Death Valley, but they're not, Clemson.
Okay.
They're at number nine. And then I did expect this one. I expected this team to be the highest Big Ten team. Because the whole whiteout and all that stuff, Penn State.
Yeah.
Penn State, to me, has a lot of great traditions.
Happy Valley.
And the other thing is that Pennsylvania, that's a lot of blue-collar folks now.
It is.
And you need some blue-collar folks for a good tailgate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, when Penn State does the whiteout,
that's pretty unique.
Oh, man, yeah, that's some cool-looking stuff.
It's Joe Paterno. Even though he got in all kind of trouble later years, he's the one that built that program.
If Joe Paterno just – you know why Joe Paterno got in trouble? He watched too many episodes of Hogan's Heroes. Do you know where I'm going with that?
Oh, yeah.
I know nothing.
He pretty much
I
did.
See nothing.
Well, Joe said he told who he needed to tell, you know.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. I told who I needed to tell.
I say it all the time. Love him. Love him like a brother. Randy Johnson, one of my coaches, who already resembled Sandusky.
Really?
Already resembled him. Just looks like it. And then showed up to our first game at Catholic High with the big lapel, with a sweater. No, it wasn't the first game. It was a first playoff game. So it's a little cool.
All right.
And he's got the sleeveless sweater with the big lapel, you know, the big collared. I should say lapel. Big collared coaching shirt. And Brody goes, oh, my God, it's like a Halloween thing, and he's coming to Sandusky. I mean, it was eerie. And we literally took a picture of him and put one next to it. Now, we didn't put it on social media.
Yeah.
But, you know, it circulated amongst the coaching staff. And it was like this inside joke that, OMG, you know, keep him away from the showers.
Right.
Sandusky. He got Sandusky'd. All right. Remember, stay tuned. We got Lee K coming up with the Breakfast Club right after this. On behalf of our wonderful sponsors, Caffrey Real Estate, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Swing Insurance, Kane Rowe, Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, Gator Outdoors, KK's Cafe, and Eon of Louisiana. That's a wrap. We will see you on Friday, tomorrow, after the Hunting and Fishing Show at 7:45 right here on the new Kane 107.5 FM.